You both daven for Yom Rami Kvod Devad and Tefillah. You're like the official about Tefillah. Okay. We're holding here by Alat Tzadikim. We did last time, we spoke about the Mashinim. I guess now we'll see the good side, Alat Tzadikim. So, a few things. So there's a bracha here, a special bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should preserve and do well for Tzadikim. So I guess we need to know two or three things to understand. First of all, why are we having a special tefillah for tzaddikim, and also the different lishenis that you have over here for different types of good people. Doesn't seem to be anything very much in common. Just they're all great people. So let's take a look first on page 297. It's sort of I would say it's the other side, but if you don't know which is the first side, don't know it's the second side. Seifa min Hoggis. Utsrichim on a lispalel al schar at tzaddikim bolam hazwal haba, kidei she yulmudu bne odom lasis toy velosa mira, kmei shenema biach tio tzaddikim. Uksiv vyoichas tzaddikim darke utar yadayim yosef oimetz. So Seifa min Hoggis says a very interesting nekuda over here. Mitzad the protistic avoid of tzaddikim. You know, everybody's avoid is for olam haba. I mean, we don't ask for Schar Olam Hazeh personally. We're not interested. We ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us what we need. But you don't ever see this world as a makom for Schar Tzadikim. However, there is an aspect where it's appropriate to ask for it. L'mashal, like when we daven Rosh Hashanah, V'chein Tzadikim Yervi Yismachu, V'yisham Yalozu, V'chsin V'ni Gilo, and so on. It's a Chil Hashem in this world if a tzaddik is wretched. If a tzaddik's life is miserable, people, yes, you know, Olam Haba, and we give you Yisurim, this world, all wonderful things, but it still seems that Derech Hashem Tzalecha. David HaMelech, in many kapitlach Tehillim, he bemoans the fact that if you look around this world, it seems as if Derech Hashem Tzalecha. Wherever you go, Hashem seem to have it good, they're successful, and so on. There's a famous the Ramban in his letter when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he describes what Eretz Yisrael is like, and he says, you know, kol hakodesh mechaveh rechorav imenu, that everything, the more kodesh the place is, the worse it looks. You know, at some, I was saying somebody once came to a place and looked at it and said, Manura mokem hazeh ein zeh kim beis halakim. If the place really looks kind of decrepit, it must be a very good yeshiva, because there's always an inverse proportion between the way it looks. So if tzaddikim don't have it good in this world, then it doesn't somehow spi on people, and it's a problem. So Minhaga says the reason why Mispal that Yischar should be visible is because people should be able to learn from it. That's one nekuda. Now let's go back over here to look a little bit at what are these different categories. So the Rebbe Yaakov. So he says, so he brings Tzadikim, Hasidim, Geret Tzedek, Zikna Amcha Yisrael. Who is Zikna Amcha Yisrael? So Tzadikim, Hasidim, Geret Tzedek, we all know what they are. I mean, those are clear terms. But what's Zikna Amcha Yisrael? So he says, Al Shem Al Tishchene Zikna Ve'elu. Oysom ha-mismanim ala tzibur, oy lespal oli es dayin o gabay. O lekach yesh espal lehem shem ha-revim ala tzibur, kemine mereshtilim bnim rachle echa. Bitam chochem ha-kos bedabe, bizman sha-zokin mismane, oy mlakadosh baruch hu, ad lo nisam eiso lo naseiso arav ala tzibur, asho nisam eiso naseiso arav ala tzibur. So he says over here, and this is sort of a step further than the minhagis. There's always, let's take a look at Umas Olam. Umas Olam, when they elect a leader, basically the process we have in America is to find the person that most closely resembles a television personality. The person, I mean, the qualities that come across in the process is somebody that people like the way he looks, the way he answers, the way he dresses, the way he this, the way that. That's Berech, what the process brings out. So it's kol kuloi popularity and zero in terms of toichen. Klal Yisrael looks for Teuchen, but if the Teuchen doesn't have the ability to mashpi on people, then it's wasted. I was once, Rav Moshe Feinstein used to say Shabbos Shuv and Shabbos HaGadol. And basically, his drasha, three quarters of it was a long shtickel Torah on Kachim, usually. In Yom Kippur, certainly was Kachim. And Pesach was also a lot of times. A real shtickel Torah that you would say in a Sheikh Lali someplace. In Yeshiva, that's what it was. Maybe 10, 15 minutes of Divi Musa and Divi Kibush and so on. He was not, I guess if you had to measure in terms of oratory, he was not. He spoke softly, quietly, without affectation, and it's so if you appreciate the person and the demus, it was extraordinary. If you didn't, you didn't. So I was sitting down once for, I think it was a Shabbos Shuvah, Joshua, and next to me plops down somebody, an elderly gentleman from England, with a mustache. Those days was still a novelty. People from England was like a whole, it sits down and is this where Feinstein is going to be saying the sermon? This, yes, okay. And Moshe comes in, and about 5 minutes, the guy looks more and more puzzled every minute of the speech. About 5 minutes into the speech, says, I can't make out a word the man is saying. I don't know what people see in this Rabbi Feinstein. And he picked himself up and walked out. And yes, it's one thing if you don't have a person who's a Baal Shir Kaima worthy of being a manhig. But it's a lot more frustrating when you have people that have the quality of what it takes in terms of person being manhig, but they don't have that ravis to the tzibur. There's a special bracha on the manhig, and that's what the Rebbe Yochanan says: Zikna Amcho Yisrael. The skenim are always mentioned as the national manhigim. It's a personal mila that makes it eligible to be a manhig. And there's a special tefillah that their words be niskabel to the tzibur, because without that, it just doesn't work. And then he says, "Al pleita sefreim." What's that? Pleita sefreim implies people that are in a bad strait, or the refugees. So he says, "Vehim chachmi yisrael shem kecholin, kiramina kimam atzina idna k'tzir meri," and so on. So it says over there, in other words, stam chachmi yisrael are choylin, and therefore there's a thrill for it. You could say it goes together in the sense a person withdraws from a world of gashmi, tends to be frail, tends to be weaker, and there's a thrill for that. Then he says, let's take a look on the left side over here in the next column. He says over here, v'sein sachotev l'chol aboitchim al shimcha be'emes. What does it mean, aboitel shimcha be'emes? Those that really aboiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What, as opposed to what? People that are pretending to be aboiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does the word emes qualify over here? Aboitchim shimcha be'emes. So he says, Zatzolema, Sheheim yoidim amita shmecha. Hashem yitcho v'yicho yoide shmecha. Nezatah shech Hashem. Let's talk about this. And he says, he brings a pasuk in Tehillim, V'yitcho yoide shmecha. And the truth is, what does that mean, V'yitcho yoide shmecha? Why is yoide shmecha the one that need to, why is that a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that fits a person's Baal Bitachin? Baal Bitachin, I mean, yoide shmecha sounds more like a mekubal or someone who understands HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, what exactly does this mean over here? So I want to talk a little bit about this. I guess especially since we spoke about Nevarik and Mitocha and Matzah Shabbos, this is a good place to talk about it. There's something in Israel they call smochalai. It's a mentality whereas in America people tend to be very, very cautious, and I don't know, it says in regulations you can't have more than 250 people in the hall, it's 230 people, it's getting very close, we need to stay, and so forth. And at the salt, they pack in 350 people, and somebody says, Mishagah, it says 250, it says smochalai. You know what I mean. And it works well until something collapses, and then there's a whole to do. But it's a certain mentality. So somebody will say, ah, big ball bitochen. This guy takes two shots of l'chaim, and he says, I have bitochen, I'm driving. You know, that's the don't worry, it'll be good. Yeah, tov. You know, so bitochen in recklessness look the same on the outside. Both of these people, all the stories we said all about the Vardik. So there are people who are adventurous people, and they do crazy. They also jump from car to car, and they do it not. They're not balimaila. They're reckless. They're adventurous. They like, you know, like people do extreme sports. You would say they're big bali bitochen. They don't care much about their lives, or they don't have seichel. Though that's really where they're coming from. So it's not, that's not the maila. Bitochen means, and we see this in, I think, in Parshas Vayishlach. There's a Rebbe Bechayev, if I'm not mistaken. He says that big. It says by Yaakov, Vayir Yaakov. Yaakov was scared. So yes, where was his bitochen? So he says bitochen doesn't mean you're not scared. Bitochen means you understand the situation the way it is, and you understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond it to do it. So a person, it's not out of not recognizing the situation. It's not out of a lack of being aware of reality. It's not out of a lack of caring about the reality. It's not a zilzal. It's because you have a deep and profound hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moloi Chol Aretz and everything is Mertzainai, and a person lives with that hakara, then he's samech on it. I want to give an example where you can test something if it's true or not. If I use bitochen because I say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, and there's no reason why I can't go through here and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't be there with me, that's fantastic. Now, what about doing aveiros? When you do an aveira, are you also aware HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, and your personal actions are ke'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking, or that no shaykhes? If that's the way you live your life, so then it's an extension of it, is that world of extraordinary bitachon. If that's not the way you live your life, then that's a sheker. The sense of Torah Abaytchem al Shimcha beEmes is built on a pasuk. He says, "V'yitrocha yodei shmecha." In other words, bitachon is the meter of people who are extremely, extremely cognizant of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not an outside force that sort of also gets into Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Molei Chol Aretz Kvaydei. It's Metzias of the Bria. And therefore, nothing moves without him. That's where Bitachon comes. And then he says, then V'lo Nevoish, it's interesting, what is Ula Olam Lo Nevoish Ki V'chava Tachnu? So, what does Olam Lo Nevoish mean? In other words, it could mean that you will never lose out with your bitachon. Like you say you're relying on this, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to you. The Rebbe Yaakov says something interesting. He says, "V'lo nevash kiramina b'talmud, v'lo nevash v'maseinu." So v'lo nevash means ki b'chav atachne chiba zem ze, Hashem b'chav atachte al evoisha. So the evoisha is going on a person's maisim. That a person will never be mizbayish with his maisim because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not sure if he means the maisim, however he acts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fill in, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show that his bitachon was not misplaced. It wasn't wrong over here. Okay. Let's take a look at the next page, 297 on top, Tzinav Udram. The two main mefarshim, Gedolei Rishonim that are mefarshim, and Siddur Rabbi Yaakov was Ramban's Rebbe actually, it was very early, and Avudrom was later. Avudrom is brought in Halacha. Those are the two main ones. Everyone else also, but those are the two. Avudrom brings four kitos: Tzadikim, Chasidim, Gerat Tzedek, and Oleinu. Kinamina Mechilt Mishpatim, V'chein Ata Oimer, Bedalat Kitos, Shin Melei Avinos, V'Oim V'Kashpoch Yehudim Anachem. So I have a different gear. See, I'm not sure. I mean, it says Mechilta Nishpatim. It says by Midbar Rabba. I'm not sure if it's it is in Mamid Barab, this piece over here. He does bring Mechilt Mishpatim Yudches. I don't know why he brought that over here. Is there Mechilta there? Mechilta is the Malbim on Shmois has the Mechilta. Take a look over there. The Chumash Malbim on Shmois. Is it the Shmois Aleph and Beis Netzer?
No.
Beis. So that's good. Okay, great. So there's a slight change in the Gersa. Oh. He brings all these titles here, trying to find where he says Dalid that are do averis, because the lashon over here is not, doesn't quite say it here either. And he says something similar here, but I don't see that he says that lashon. Not sure where it comes from. Oyavim Kaihanim Yisrael. Okay, so the lashon is closer. The lashon that he brings is closer in Bamidbar, where it says there are four kitas, and it's built on a pasuk. But over here, it doesn't say the way he brings it. It says Shem Mole Avaynis, Avaynim for Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yehudim Anachnu. Here it just says there are four kitas that are Oyev Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I think the lashon here is. That's what it says over here. So I'm not sure which gerson and where it's coming from. But this is the four kitas. And the pasuk says, Ze yoyma lashem ani. One kita says, I'm kulei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One kita says, Ze yikar b'shem Yaakov. Ze yichtoiv yodai lashem. B'shem Yisrael yichane. Ze yoyma lashem ani shenis arav bichet. Pirish, Elo at Sadikim, Shem Doyle Mikula Shechotim Oilam, Ritzoklis Balachuva Kos Hasidim. So it goes on different dargis of tzitkis that each one progressively, like one is a Tzadik Gomer, then you have a Balachuva who's totally Balachuva and something partially Balachuva and so on and so forth. This is how he lists the Madregas. And each and every one of them holds on to some degree, and that's where our tefillah is, kefi the erech that they hold on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where you have the dargis here. I want to add one more point that the Maral makes over here. The anomaly in this whole listing, tzadikim and chsidim and zignamcha and plei tzifreim, those all tzadikim and higim and so on, that's good. We understand that. The one that's a little bit out of place is Geir Yatzedek. It's true that a Geir needs a special Chemla V'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rachma V'Kadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. But why Geir? It's just not part of it. We're not talking about people who need, like misfortunate people, you know, Aniyim, Bal Yisurim, Cholim, this and that. You're talking about Manhigim Chayitzot, Tzadikim, Chasidim, Ziknam Chabeisor, Plato Sefrem. There's all descriptions of some sort of leadership. So how does Gerim fit in? So the Maral says, Midas Talmud Chochem u Midas HaGerim Echas. Talmud Chochem and Gerim have a nekuda that's identical. Shenehman, he sort of dashes a pasuk, very fascinating. They say, V'tok da'at me'zokin, v'chiyog y'chager. So the smichas apsukim, he says, you see that they have a sheikhs. What's the sheikhs? V'chein kolu chazal, Bibrocha biyachad val zignam chisrael pitz afreim ager tzedek. So you see it from the brocha. So what is the sheiches? What's the kesha? So he says vadvarim yidun lechachamim ki haseichel hu ger ba'olam agashmi. And this is the key point. And it gives us a ha'ara in the entire brocha. How come How come these people need a special bracha? Everyone kind of so needs brachas and just have good things. Why are these four special? So the Maral says, something which is not in its place, something that's out of place, needs a special shiat nishmaya. A person, when he's not in his element, he's in a strange place, he's not successful, it's difficult. You take and you put in in the human body, you put in an alien element. It's difficult. It struggles because the body doesn't accept it. The anybody that's not in his place has a hard time. Seichel, das, chachma are strangers to this world. They're not natural to this world. In this world, what's natural is physical strength, power. Anything that's material is a natural citizen of this world. Anything which is chachma doesn't have a natural place in this world. And so just like a ger, what makes a ger in special need of the kirv and the ava is because he's alone. Most people have a family structure, a social structure that's his, and that's his element. A ger is someone that came in anew, and that's why he needs a special help in Shmaya. Anybody who's osik in chachma, anything that's ruchnis or chachma, is not unnatural to this world. And therefore, it's a sort of chin of geir tzedek. That's what Ra'al says. Ra'al says many places. He says that's why you have to struggle to keep learning and understanding, because the world is naturally untuned for it. The world is naturally very material. And whatever things are physical, that's real. And whatever is ideas, is floats away. It's not a real Messias. So Geret Sedek is and these people, the common element of all of them is that they need the special Siyat Shmaya Tefillah because they are not of this world. They're sort of alien to the world. Okay, we'll hold on. Thanks.